Chapter 11, Avatar of Mortality. The planet Shangri-La sponsored a month-long retreat for members of the Legislative Youth Program. Once a year, young beings from a host of worlds arrive to participate in mock Senate trials in and around Hanna City, and to tour Shangri-La's vast agricultural projects, wilderness areas, coral reefs, and garden parks. It was in Gladian Park, a game reserve outside coastal Hanna, that Plagueis paid young Palpatine an unannounced visit. But it was Plagueis who was surprised.
"I knew you would come, Magister,"
Palpatine said when Plagueis and 114D turned up at one of the game reserve's viewing blinds. "How did you know?"
"I knew, that's all."
"And just how often are your premonitions correct?"
"Almost always."
"Curious,"
114D remarked, while Palpatine was hurrying away to excuse himself from the company of two friends. Plagueis recognized the older male as Palpatine's mentor in the youth program, Vida Kim, and sensed that the comely black-haired female was Kim's paramour. At the conclusion of Palpatine's animated explanation, Kim turned his head to show Plagueis a look of disapproval before moving off with his companion.
"Your mentor doesn't care much for me," he said when Palpatine returned. Palpatine dismissed it.
"He doesn't know you."
Standard weeks had passed without any communication between the two of them. Judging by Palpatine's mood, he knew nothing about the forced meeting in the Lake Country, and yet he was agitated just the same, possibly in reaction to something Cosinga had done to monitor or foil his son's off-world holotransmissions. With Damask Holdings' secret agent silenced, the royals had gained ground. Despite Tapelo's denials that the deal with the banking clan had dissolved, the travel ban imposed on the Munes had planted seeds of doubt among the electors, and the contest for the throne was becoming more heated with each passing day. Worse, the banking clan's interest in Naboo was beginning to wane.
"We'll have to keep this meeting brief," Plagueis told Palpatine while they were following an elevated pathway that connected the viewing blind to one of the park's rustic lodges. "Your father may have dispatched surveillance personnel." Palpatine ridiculed the idea.
"He is monitoring my off-world communiques. That's why you haven't heard from me. But even he knows better than to have me watched."
"You underestimate him, Palpatine," Plagueis said, stopping in the middle of the pathway. "I spoke with him at Convergence."
Palpatine's mouth fell open.
"The Lake House? When? How?"
Plagueis made a soothing gesture and explained in great detail what had taken place. Concluding, he said,
"He threatened, too, to place you out of reach."
All the while Plagueis spoke, Palpatine was storming through circles on the narrow path, shaking his head in anger and bawling his fists.
"He can't do this," he snarled. "He hasn't the right, I won't allow it."
Palpatine's fury buffeted Plagueis. Blossoms growing along the sides of the pathway folded in on themselves, and their pollinators began to buzz in agitation. 4D reacted as well, wobbling on its feet as if in the grip of a powerful electromagnet.
"Had this human truly been born of flesh and blood parents?" Plagueis asked himself, "when in fact he seemed sprung from nature itself. Was the force so strong in him that it had concealed itself?"